I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. North Korea is rushing to build a luxury ski resort. Wait, really? A luxury ski resort in reclusive, authoritarian, strapped-for-cash North Korea? Apparently, yes. The government of Kim Jong-un has been pouring millions of dollars into the mega project. The resort is supposed to attract foreign tourists and be a training ground for North Korean athletes. Builders are trying to have it ready for skiers by winter, but when the AP's Eric Talmadge visited just over a week ago, there was still a lot to be done.
The first thing that I noticed was two very young soldiers who really looked like they were just teenagers carrying big blocks of concrete on their back up the hill. They have hundreds, maybe even thousands of what they call soldier builders. And they were scouring the mountainside, trying to put the final touches on the resort. But they still had a lot of work to do at that time.
What about the mountain itself? When you look up, do you see trails and lifts? Or is it not yet at that point?
They're planning to have 10 ski runs. They've carved out most of those ski runs already. So when you look up at the mountain, you see these long, bright brown kind of scars in the forest, which covers the rest of the mountain. And because the snow hasn't fallen yet, it's still just dirt and rocks. There are two very simple chairlifts, and they were planning to have a third one completed by the end of the year in time for the actual ski season. But that ran into some problems when the Swiss government refused to permit exports from a Swiss company. And so now the North Koreans say they'll still manage to build them themselves. In fact, the Secretary General of the North Korean Ski Association said, "We can build nuclear weapons and rockets. We can build a ski lift."
That's interesting. They may be able to build it, but I guess the question is, will anybody come?
Well, that's another good question. And one of the reasons why I personally wanted to see this, because North Korea has a population of about 24 million. And according to the head of the ski association itself, only about 5,400 people ski in that country. What they are hoping is that the resort will attract foreign skiers. They're hoping that it'll be a tourist site.
But what foreign visitors go to North Korea who might go there to ski?
Their primary target is South Korean tourists. But there is also a small but steady trickle of foreigners from around the world who even now go to North Korea. You have that kind of a exotic, eccentric sort of flavor to the appeal of North Korea. But I think the North Koreans and some tour groups are hoping to make that into more of an actual people who really like to ski would like to go to North Korea.
Eric, are you a skier?
I am an eternally advanced beginner.
Is this area a place that you would want to go skiing?
They invited me back, and I definitely hope at some point I would be able to give it a try. But we'll have to see how that goes.
That was the AP's Eric Talmadge speaking to us from Tokyo.